All right, Marty Lurie, KNBR 680 with Greg Schulte, voice of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Greg, seems like another Hall of Famer has passed away, a broadcaster, a very interesting man, and a lot of people got to know him over many, many years of baseball. Milo Hamilton, so I want to get your thoughts about him.
Yeah, he's always been one of the true ambassadors for baseball, and one of the great calls of all time, and there's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron. Milo traces back to where he got his start, Iowa. I grew up in the Quad Cities. He worked in the Quad Cities, and we came to know one another. I got a chance to work alongside him in different booths, obviously, for quite some time, but he was around for a long, long time, 88 years old when he passed, and it's too bad, but you know, he called a lot of ball games over a lot of years, Marty.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing, Greg Schulte with us. When you think of Scully, mm-hmm. you know, up in that age group, and Milo's still up there, still working. Isn't that incredible?
It is. You know, Jack Buck, whom I grew up listening to back in the Midwest, worked up until the time he passed. And I don't know if I'm going to go that long or if they want me to go that long, but, you know, it's a great opportunity to watch a sport that we all love. I think it's still the greatest sport that anybody can play, baseball. Maybe not the most popular anymore, but it's what we grew up with. And hearing guys like Milo call, you know, Henry Aaron's home run call, Vin is still in the booth. To me, it's a great joy that I get every night.
You know, another thing I thought about in Milo's era, mm-hmm. broadcasters moved around. They would go, Ernie Harwell, yeah. My goodness, look at how many teams he broadcast for. Mel Allen, of course, was a Yankee. Russ Hodges came up through Kentucky and was a Giant. But you look at Milo, the St. Louis Browns, the Pirates, the White Sox, yeah. is where I heard him with Bob Elson. But isn't that interesting? Today, you don't have that.
No, you don't have that. And I hadn't really thought about that, but you're right. You know, Harry Caray went Cardinals, Oakland, White Sox, Cubs. You know, so a lot of them did move around. Some stayed in one spot, like Vin, of course, Jack Buck for all those years. But it's almost like they were trade material.
Yeah. No, and they were good.
Yeah.
And it's like when they went to another team, yeah. it was okay. It wasn't like, well, you're at the end of the line.
You know, and the other thing is, too, there weren't near as many teams as there are now. So you were talking about 10 of the National League. At one time, it was 8. So the same way in the American League. So jobs were of a premium. And boy, when they got him, they held on to him back then.
Yeah, well, Milo had his blue light that he would put it for a big play. And, of course, he was always proud of being a Hall of Famer. But he had his way, the nicknames, everything.
He did, and at the end he used a lot of those bigs and bags and, you know, everything else. But he was loved by the Astros fans, and, you know, he'll be remembered. I'm sure the Astros have kind of put up a little, you know, cry of, let's win this one for Milo.
Very good. All right, Greg Schulte with us. Let's change gears just for a second. A lot of news, I was saying to Tom Candiotti, your partner.
Who?
Tom Candiotti, the knuckleballer. Never had a home run, but he was a nice pitcher.
He had some hits, though.
Yeah, he did. He told me that in batting practice. But, you know, everything's viral today. Eh? Yeah. Somebody gets an idea, and Bob Nightingale tweets it to Morosi, who tweets it to Nightingale, who tweets it back to somebody else, to Rosenthal. And before you know it, 12 million people have an opinion on something. And this week, the topic is the wild card game. It's not fair to have one game. They want a doubleheader and a game the next day and make it some way where you just don't have one game.
I think that was Theo Epstein, right? Yeah, the Cubs, yeah. I like it the way it is. It basically, what it does, it starts the postseason with a game 7. You know, it's a must win, and hey, if you don't like it, win the division. That's what I say. And I like it the way it is. Now, we haven't been involved in one yet. I might feel differently if the Diamondbacks someday get in there and are involved in a one-game battle and end up losing it. But I like it the way it is right now. It's must-see TV, to say the least, Marty, when the playoffs start for Major League Baseball.
The other thought they have is reseeding the teams after the wild card game. So you look at the record. So if the wild card team is really good, that wild card team may get the second best team.
You know, let's just let it play for a while before they do it. We change things around so much, it seems like, in baseball with all the, you know, and you've got all the statistics now, the new sabermetrics, and I like a lot of them. But let's just let this play out for a while, and let's see what happens. But I like the one-game playoff. I hope it's here to stay for a long time.
All right, Greg, thanks so much, and thanks for your remembrance of Milo Hamilton.
All right, thank you, Marty. All right.
More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.